Chapter 9. I didn't build that lest there remains any ambiguity at this point that in writing about my own life there is an implied suggestion all the good that's come my way is of my own doing. It's about to be put to rest before we reach the college years. That's not to say modesty rejects all credit. Fact is, I have never believed the old expression, it's not what you know, it's whom you know. In my experience, although there are variations depending on the job, most potential employers are looking for employees with intellectual ability, social and time management skills, sense of responsibility, ability to work in teams, and a willingness to continue putting in the effort until the job is finished. This is especially true of executives and politicians who rely on their assistants to make them look good, aides who are brighter, more creative, and better writers than they are. Even as a law professor hiring research assistants, I found that law students who grew up doing farm chores, or who had prior military experience, seemed to be more responsible and reliable than those who grew up in the most privileged homes. Of course, among that pool of those who are the best and the brightest, say, the top 100 out of the 200 applicants for my FCC legal assistant position, when the odds of any given individual being chosen are slim, then yes, their contacts and networking can make a difference. But unless a young person is guaranteed an executive position in a family business, and sometimes even then, most will discover it's what you know, not whom you know, that gets them the interview, the job, and the ability to keep that job and earn promotions. During President Obama's otherwise little-noticed campaign speech in Roanoke, Virginia, July 13, 2012, he said, "If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet so that all the companies could make money off the internet. The point is that when we succeed because of our individual initiative, but also because we do things together. There are some things, just like fighting fires, we don't do on our own." The president was simply talking about the importance of people receiving a hand up, governmental programs and other group action that makes new businesses and individual success possible, such as education and infrastructure. But the Republicans lifted his words, "You didn't build that," out of context and turned it into their campaign mantra, "We built it," in support of their less government theme. It's easy to acknowledge that I didn't build that. A lifetime of education, experience, and willingness to work hard, yes. But at every stop along the way there have been individuals who played a major role in constructing whatever got built. If one is fortunate, through the high school years that support comes primarily from parents, grandparents, and teachers. For example, my social studies teacher, Dr. Dick Scretting, was responsible for the start that culminated in my national presidency of high. Why the prior chapter explains the role of my father, grandfather Max Buchwald, Richard Holcomb, Laura DeGowan, and others in an early interest in law, politics, and government. But years after one leaves home for college, or a job elsewhere, and looks back on those years, if they are honest, they soon come to realize, like Blanche DuBois in Streetcar Named Desire, that they have always depended on the kindness of strangers. Perhaps the most significant example of this, and also the first, involved a man named Dr. William G. Wolfe in Austin, Texas,